This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, because we had to shuffle, let's talk to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, thank you for keeping me in the deck no matter how it shuffled.
Well, I mean, quite honestly, I was surprised. But hey, you know what? We don't have to cover that. Anything in particular on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, some of the things that Dan probably already covered, and I missed part of his hour, but I was disappointed when I heard about it today that on Friday the Supreme Court basically said, yeah, those 10 cases that are all sitting in front of the Supreme Court, let's let them age for another week. We'll talk to you then. Because, you know, they sidestepped New York. We were hoping that was so they could pick up another case. Wow. Disappointment. Did Dan comment beyond that?
We talked about it. We talked a little bit about it. It is our thought process. It's my thought process, and he's sort of thinking it could be this. He's thinking that they want to wait till after the election to pull this together.
Wow. Well, okay. I can see. Now, here's something that's not widely known. Those decisions are crafted, just like a piece of legislation, to achieve a majority. The strongest opinions are tempered, because otherwise, you know, five other judges won't sign up for it.
Right.
And as often happens, five may sign on for the bulk, but they may disagree on selected points. Yes, we agree overall, but I might understand that. I hope that's the reason.
Well, my question was, and right now nobody knows because nobody's asked this question. I want to know what the thought process was going into Heller. I mean, somebody had to vote for four justices had to vote for cert for it to be picked up. So then did they wait until they knew they were going to win? Because, Edwards, he voted for it in that time when Scalia was there. And, so they had their five votes for that, and they had their five votes for McDonald.
Right.
So they had to know that they had five votes going into it, five decisions to make. And I just wonder if they're sitting there sort of looking at the Obamacare decision and saying that Edwards, is he like a wild card now?
Don't you mean Roberts?
Roberts, I'm sorry. I knew that I had that name wrong. I just kept doubling down.
It's okay.
Down, quadrupling.
I think
Roberts.
You're absolutely right. It's wildly revealing. So out of those 10, Roberts can't get taken on board for any of them. That tells us a huge amount about Roberts, doesn't it?
Well, I think what it boils down to is that some of this stuff has been there for so long that if they do it, if they run it, and if it comes back and they lose, then they got to go through all that time again.
Well, it will establish, win or lose, it will establish precedence for those other cases that are sitting there.
Yeah.
It's not like you can say, oh, we lost one, now we get to try nine more times. No. We will then judge those other 10 waiting cases in light of the one that's been decided. It is a shame that the Second Amendment is such a, I can't say the word that comes to mind, neglected right. Stepchild was the end of it. That we get a decision a decade. That's pathetic, really.
Yeah. But
something else on my mind before we have to close out, and it's sort of a riddle for me. I'm going to try it on you and the ninjas. Tell me what you think.
Sure.
I'm reading through the CDC's latest estimates for the progress of the coronavirus. Their latest estimates say, well, you know, if you don't have heart condition and obesity and diabetes and all the, okay, they sort out all the different groups that might die. If the guy on the street that doesn't have all these other comorbidities, in that case, it's about as deadly as the flu. And so here's my question. We have vaccines for the flu, and it kills about 37,000 people a year, sometimes twice that, sometimes less.
Yes.
And we don't have any vaccines for the coronavirus yet. We're still discovering treatments, and yet it also looks like it'll kill about 37,000 people from it alone. That tells me that the coronavirus is less dangerous than the flu.
Well, the last things, I had Representative Jeff Duncan on the show.
Oh, good. I missed that. I want to hear it.
One of the things I asked him about is, are they going to forensically look at all of this stuff that was done, all these deaths where in New York, if you get hit by a train or a bus or a piano or, you know,
right.
a meteor or whatever it is, if you get hit by any of that, it's a COVID-19 death.
Right.
And a bunch of morticians are out there talking about this, and you know how everybody's putting that on the. And what we need to know is how many real COVID-19 deaths there were, not how many people had COVID-19 and then died in addition to having COVID-19. That's not
right.
What we need to know. We need to know how many real COVID-19 deaths there were, and then we may find out it is less. Way less than 37,000. We do know this, and I don't know if you saw this. Based upon all of these antibodies that are popping up now in people's blood,
right?
Bloods,
yep.
Listen, in their blood. The consensus among some doctors is that 80% of humanity is immune.
Has already had it.
That they would be asymptomatic to it if they catch it.
Ah.
And the 20% that are not are the ones with the comorbidity.
Got, okay. But even those with the comorbidity, many of them probably have antibodies for it. So it's only some of those people.
I probably have them because I'm pretty sure I have
them. And eventually you'll get tested and it'll be fascinating to see. Yeah.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah, you betcha.
We've got a minute. The 4th of May is a painful anniversary of Kent State, and I wrote about that. I wanted to go back and look at that because of all the abuse we've seen by government officials. So when we come back, armed citizens need to be armed so the state behaves.
Yeah.
Else the government can use lethal force for trivial laws when we come back.
Yeah. And as for Rob, if you like what he talks about, what he writes, I mean, what he just mentioned about the lethality of coronavirus, he wrote about it. And all of this starts at Slopak's WordPress blog. From there, it goes out to ClashDaily.com and with, a healthy stop-off at Amoland.com. So go check him out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rob Morse, a podcaster, writer. Okay, sir. Where would you like to go now?
And it's brought up by the anniversary of the murders at Kent State. I was alive during that time. So were you. But it's more than just an anniversary. The issues are coming right back in our faces. The authors of the Bill of Rights created the Second Amendment, the right for citizens to keep and bear arms. They recognized it so that politicians would treat the people as equals despite the huge strength of the government. And we've seen that abused from coast to coast, not for the first time. Let's face it. Each of us individually is weak in the face of an armed government. And that's frightening. I'd rather trust my fellow citizens, many conflicting interests, attitudes, as volatile as they are, than trust the continued kindness of a powerful government. Bad things happen when the government starts talking and starts using force. We see that every day. We see today, oh, you walked your dog on a beach, face down, handcuffs. What? You drove your car without official permission. $1,000 fine. Prosecuting for profit. Look back in history. USBATFE, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, murdered 76 men, women, and children. In Waco, Texas. That was in 1993. Fortunately, that was 93, right?
Yep.
Almost 30 years ago, 27. We have to go back another 20 years when the Ohio National Guard shot 9 students, 4 of them who died at Kent State. That was in 1970. Go back only another 7 years to the race riots in Birmingham, Alabama, 1963, when police and firemen turned dogs and fire hoses on disarmed blacks who were protesting. Now, we have to go back quite a step, almost 20 years, when sheriffs stole ballot boxes and threatened peaceful citizens in Athens, Tennessee in 1946. There, returning veterans didn't put up with it. The sheriff's department, it was part of a crooked political scheme. They stole ballot boxes. They shot blacks who tried to vote. And the veterans took the ballot boxes back and sat on them until state police arrived. That actually involved some dynamite blowing up City Hall. If you go back even further, the United States disarmed and interned 110,000 Japanese Americans. Then you come to the largest mass murder in the United States, the murder of 150 to 300 Sioux Indians at Wounded Knee. That was about gun confiscation. It was, quote, for their own safety. There are other horrible things we've done during the prelude to the Civil War. The fugitive slave laws meant that if someone was accused of being a slave, he couldn't even testify in his own behalf. When we disarm honest citizens, we're choosing guns over words. And that's really dangerous. We want the government to have to explain itself and talk to us. That's what bothers me so much when I've seen governors in the last week rule by decree. Your business is closed. Ah, but the one next to you is open. You have to stay home because you're not considered essential, yet your neighbor is.
Yeah, that. See, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this where they're really like that, where they're not allowing anybody to open, right?
Right.
And they're saying they can't do this because this would be so bad, right? Except New York City has more coronavirus cases than 41 states combined.
Yep.
More deaths, although I find that to be suspect. And apparently 3 million people have had it, and they just didn't even know it happened yet. So the whole reason for this lockdown, right, was to not overwhelm hospitals.
Yes, precisely.
So now that we know that it isn't overwhelming hospitals, maybe they could get back to elective surgery and everything. And on the other hand, this whole idea that somehow or other, I guess the people that work in grocery stores are just superhuman.
Right.
The curbside people at the, you know, at Sonic and, you know, Steak and Shake, those guys are superhuman because they don't catch coronavirus.
The guys doing an oil change. What's frightening, Bill? Maybe the guys who did your heart surgery. That might have been called elective rather than critical because
it
wasn't going to kill you right now.
Definitely. Oh, yes, sir. Definitely. That would have been, and that's because nobody's dying of heart attacks right now. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's dying from everything's COVID-19. Everybody's dying COVID-19.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Now, when we come back, I think I'm seeing my fellow citizens with a huge dose of common sense. God bless that salon owner in Dallas who's saying, I'm not doing it. You can give me tickets all day long. You can lock me in jail. My shop is going to stay open because my 20 employees are not getting a check. They have bills to pay. I'm not letting them go on the street. Wow. Wow. Shelley Luther at Salon A La Mode in Dallas. You know, if it weren't 4 hours away, I'd go get a haircut.
Well, in Maine, I mean, I saw a restaurant guy on Tucker Carlson's show where in Maine, Judy Mills, the governor there, she's trying to say, we're locked down indefinitely. Because apparently she has found all kinds of power. And I did, the one question I didn't get to with Jeff Duncan was, why is it that all of these rules from the Constitution that constrain Congress should not do that or this or the other, why doesn't this work with governors and mayors?
We'll talk about that more after the break.
Most assuredly. For you people that like the podcast, that format, the audio, Self-Defense Gun Stories, that's Rob's podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A number of states are allowing some businesses that were shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic to begin reopening on Monday. In Arkansas, gyms, fitness centers, and indoor athletic facilities will open back up. Restaurants, bars, casinos, and breweries were also given the green light in Montana. Kansas is beginning a three-phase reopening strategy. And according to President Trump, some people are going to want to go out and some people are going to stay home. It's all a very fine balancing act.
If you're scared, you're going to stay back a little bit and you're going to watch it. I think you can really have it both ways. I think a lot of people want to go back. They just want to go back. You see it every day. You see demonstrations all over the country. And those are meaningful demonstrations. Oh, it's big stuff.
The Senate back in session in Washington, D.C. Among the things on the agenda for this session will be a possible Stage 4 stimulus package. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Tensions are rising at the Korean border, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
North and South Korean troops exchanged fire along their tense border, the first such incident since the rivals took unprecedented steps to lower frontline animosities back in 2018. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said it is believed that North Korea's firing was unintentional.
We can confirm, at least the initial reports are, that just about right, a handful of shots that came across from the north. We think those were accidental. South Koreans did return fire. So far as we can tell, there was no loss of life on either side.
The exchange of fire came a day after North Korea broadcast video of its leader Kim Jong-un reappearing in public after a 20-day absence amid intense speculation about his health. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Tributes coming in across the political spectrum as the winningest coach in the NFL has passed away. Miami Dolphins legend Don Shula passed away at his home at the age of 90. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rob Morse. I know there's some you wanted to continue going in a certain direction. You call it and go.
Okay. I'm living right next to Texas. It's a large enough state, and Texas has an attitude. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. So y'all stay home. We'll call you when, and it has enough of a rural tradition of, I can't. The farm must go on. The ranch must go on. No, I've got equipment to fix. The world won't stop for your whims. On the other hand, you know, your neighbor could be miles away. So one size does not fit all. It is, in fact, all of us in microcosm. It's not all Houston. It's not all Dallas-Fort Worth. It's not all Plano or San Antonio. One size does not fit all. And some business owners are saying, I'm sorry. There's been two deaths from COVID in my entire county. I'm going back to work. For the most part, police departments have been pretty smart about it. what I did notice is that sometimes they had to get a little bit loud to be heard. A judge in Harris County, that's Houston, said, okay, if you're not wearing a mask, $1,000 fine. I think he had to be over 10 years old.
Yeah.
And the police department said, are you nuts? Are you really nuts? We work to be part of the people we serve, and you're going to have us try and enforce something that arbitrary? Let me give you an example. You have to wear a respirator for your job because you're a painter. You're not wearing a mask. You have to weld. You're putting a helmet over your face. No. I mean, there are lots of things we do alone. No, judge. No, we're not doing it. So one size doesn't fit all. Who would have thought that a Texas judge, probably well-intentioned, would be so drunk on power that she wouldn't consider the ramifications of her orders? Now, fortunately, Dan Crenshaw, the Texas representative, said, hey, let's not let what sounds like common sense turn into an unjust tyranny. The lieutenant governor said something similar. These kind of confusing government policies fuel anger at politicians, and rightfully so. I have to, with some people got it right. I thought that South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has been exemplary. She said, hey, remember when we said their warnings? Now, I'm encouraging you, get back to normal. Healthcare workers, schools, local government, the state, except for shutting down some schools, never issued stay-at-home orders. And she goes, look, our state motto, under God, the people rule. I went, wow, somebody took her oath seriously. She goes, I'm not announcing more government programs. I'm saying they weren't there. Stay at home if you want. If not, get back to work. Wow. What a sharp contrast to the governor of Michigan, Washington, Oregon, California. I mean, the list goes on and on. What do you think?
I think that one of the things that I think Gavin Newsom is counting on, I've seen some people prognosticating about this. I think he thinks that come DNC time, they'll be looking at old Gropey Joe and realize this is just a senile old molester. You know, he doesn't know where he's at. He doesn't know where he's going, and he doesn't remember all the stuff he's done. And then they're going to want somebody that can give Trump a fight. And I think he thinks that it might be him. The only problem is that he's got to go between now and November and not have a bunch of violence erupt in California while he tries to run California into the ground so he can demand not only the money they need for right now, but also the $27 trillion in their unfunded liabilities they need right now as well, that they don't have the money for.
I was thinking that same thing, that these governors are going to say, oh, it's a crisis. Trump didn't help us. I've written to my representative saying, it was brilliant that Mitch McConnell said, you know, I think we need to put in law a way for states to file for bankruptcy. There isn't the equivalent of Chapter 11 for states to file bankruptcy. Chapter 11 is how corporations do it, one of the ways. You and I, there's the personal bankruptcy laws. There is no way for a state to say, we've made promises we can't keep. We need to start over. And have a judge say, okay, everybody gets one-third of what they were promised, march on.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way that works, right?
And, of course, the creditors, the people the state made those promises to, by largest measure, those are government employees and their pensions, who then pay the state.
How much of it is union stuff? How much of it is union stuff?
Yes, exactly that, right?
Yeah.
Right? On the other hand, this is a test. We do see people. There's one in Massachusetts. There's one in Florida. firearm store owners where guys said, I can't close. I won't take any new orders maybe, but I've got 300 people and I'm waiting to get state approval back. They've paid me. They went through the background check. I think they're going to pass. I just want to deliver the merchandise I've already taken money for. And they're putting their legal business into legal jeopardy to keep their word. That's noble.
It is. It's very noble. And that the beauty of all of this, though, is that Trump left it all up to the governors so that the governors can clown themselves.
Yes.
What a nice contrast he has set up so that he can say, well, you can look at them or you can look at me. And, you know, Gretchen and Gavin and Mikey and Judy up in Maine and all of these other fun totalitarians, they're showing their true stripes. They've unmasked themselves. He knew they would overreach. That's why he put it out there.
Well, and it was fun that Newsom closed the beaches in the most conservative part of California.
Yep, Orange
County. And then all the surfers went out on the beach and said, you're going to arrest 1,500 of us? Oh, this ought to be fun. Meanwhile, you do see sporadic arrests. This black lady's walking her dog on the beach in San Diego County. She stops. I don't know why she stopped. And the cops arrest her, put her face down in the sand, and handcuff her? Oh, come on.
For walking the dog. What a desperado they've taken off the streets there in California.
Yes.
Such beautiful, beautiful karma coming up, and very shortly for everybody to watch. Anyway, Rob, of course, he both has the written word and he has the spoken word. He's also a member of the Ensemble Cast Polite Society podcast, which is also out there wherever good podcasts can be had. Check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, writer. I say that because I like his writing.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Yes.
I went down to the, several years now, to the Florida Carry meet and greet they have in their Region 5. I'm a snowbird, I guess. You know, February is a wonderful time to go camping in Florida.
Yeah.
Well, except for the state agriculture commissioner, a Democrat, huge amount of money from Bloomberg. And she goes, oh, it's so difficult to process everything. We're not taking concealed carry applications. Part of the problem about suing her for that is she has 60 days after you apply. Well, wait a minute. She shut down the online website, and rather than say, well, I had 60 days, you know, I'm not officially late, somebody finally sued her. The reasoning I thought was interesting. They said, look, I understand, you know, some of your employees may be ill. You may have had to change how you put people in offices, but you shut down fingerprinting for concealed carry. Not for all fingerprinting. If I wanted to get fingerprinted for other state purposes, you still ran it. That means you didn't say you couldn't do it. You said it wasn't worth it for a certain purpose that's required by law, but not for another purpose that's required by law. There's a name for that. It's called arbitrary and capricious, and therefore I'm suing you. So we'll see if a judge will go, oh, my, those are an unpleasant set of facts. Ms. Freed, fix this. Now, the wheels of justice turn so slowly, this may all be a distant memory, unless, like the governor of Maine, Nikki Freed sits there and goes, why don't we just stop processing concealed carry applications so forever, you know? Wow. We'll get it. That's the first version of the story. There's going to be more.
Right. The, you know, there's going to be, you know how many new gun owners we've recently acquired in the COVID-19 panic run-up media exploitation thing, right? You know how many of those switched over to being gun owners?
Well, I know that there were a record number of, wasn't March the record month period for background checks?
And last month was right at 1.7 million, so.
And up since the beginning of the year, I think there have been 5 million. And they said, oh, no, those aren't all new. Only 1.5 plus million of those are new.
Sure, you just keep saying that. Here's the thing. I'm thinking a lot of Democrats are going to be Republicans come November.
I almost have two feelings about that, Bill. I take your point. You would love it for them to remember. The things that might drive that home would be a great deal of criminality or public violence, and I don't want the lesson to be that painful.
I know exactly what you're saying, right? But, you know, when Virginia went the way Virginia went, while I understood why Virginia went the way Virginia went, because nobody likes politics. Nobody likes politics. I would much rather come on this show every night, me and you talk about, yeah, there was that time I was at tactical response and they had me lay down in the dust and I got that crazed asthma attack. You remember that? And I was just shooting anyway. I was shooting at ducks and dirt clods. And, you know, I would much rather do that. But no, because they're always trying to strip our rights and be in control. And, you know, being an American citizen is a little bit like living. You've got to educate yourself. You've got to be an informed electorate or else you feel pain by not paying attention.
Isn't that beautiful? We are supposed to drive our government, not the other way around. Okay, guys, if you don't think they're doing a good job, speak up. I think a lot of you have enough time right now. Unfortunately, it's because in many cases you've been locked out of your job.
Yeah.
Okay. Educate yourself. Make yourself a vocal participant in this experiment called democracy.
Yep. It does not have to be. It does not have to be this way.
Just because it made me laugh. Mayor Lori Lightfoot is telling everybody in Chicago, y'all stay home. And a bunch of kids on the street. No real evidence that they're violent. A bunch of them wearing masks and gloves. And she goes, you got to stay home. And she, the kids look at him and say, hey, mayor, why don't you go home? This is where we live. And she just, even with a police escort, just scooted right on by and kept moving.
That's the thing about bullies. Bullies are cowards.
Right.
When confronted. They're always cowards when confronted. But, I saw her little, I saw that little stuff and everything. I also saw her talking about treating law-abiding citizens like they're criminals for, being outside.
Down on the south side, they put up snow fences around parks and people just walk right over.
Well, in California, you know, out there on the coast where they have all the skate parks.
Yes.
They filled those in with sand, and they went from being a skate park to being a dirt bike. Children are so adaptive. That's the one thing I hope I continue to be as I age and, head to the...
Well, your video work certainly shows that.
I hope so.
Adapt, improvise, overcome. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I love the adaptive part of the youth and everything, but anyway. I saw all that stuff, and it's just it's nonsense.
And what's so strange is there are people who give lip service to creativity, and yet they seem, when they get power, to be some of the most repressive. That's, boy, I hope that's the part that turns Democrats into Republicans.
Yeah. Listen, we're all meant to be free. I know that most of the left gets out there and says, well, you know, this is good as long as it doesn't affect me. But it will affect it. All of that stuff affects somebody sooner or later. It all makes it in there sooner or later. It's the circular thing, the circular nature of life. It will make its way around to them, all that leftist nonsense. Although freedom is just always there, and it just works for everybody. What have you got planned for the what have you got planned for the week? Anything good?
I have to produce another episode of Self Defense Gun Stories. I just put one out with Ben Branham. You know, some of our friends like Ben, he's putting out a dry fire exercise short 2-minute video every day. Wow. We have creative friends, Bill. Thank you for all you do.
You got to be adaptive, you know. Like I told, I called Rob today with a. He was not expecting the phone call I called him with. We don't have to talk about it now, but I called Rob on that one, and he was like, "What?" So anyway, for a moment there, I wasn't being adaptive. But thanks very much for being as flexible as you were tonight. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Well, we will be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to have Super Dave Harrington, and we're going to have Taylor Day. She's going to come back from AmericanThinker.com. That's all happening tomorrow. Out of here.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.